This is Morning Edition on NHPR. The state Republican Party kicks off its first of the nation leadership summit in Nashua Friday. Virtually every Republican thought to be considering a presidential run is scheduled to speak at this two-day event. James Spindle covers the New Hampshire primary for the Boston Globe. He joins us now to give us his take on this weekend's summit. Morning, James.
Good morning.
James, what is this summit all about?
This is really a kickoff weekend for the New Hampshire primary. We have 19 different candidates showing up. There are two who are not attending this event. But besides that, everyone's going to be here. At heart, though, is really two different things for these candidates. One, it's a fundraiser for the state Republican Party. That's what's going on here. They're the ones who are putting on this event. And then second is a chance for these candidates to talk to a lot of media. This is going to be a big media event. Clearly, if there are 19 different candidates, people from all over are going to be coming here to cover this event.
So it's a clearinghouse for candidates as far as access to the media and thereby voters. But it's also a way for the GOP to kind of raise its profile in the state, I imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, this is what we call a cattle call. Iowa does this a lot. And so the candidates will come. They'll speak for, 10, 15, 20 minutes. Then they leave. And then we have another one come up. And then they do the same thing over and over again over the course of two very full days.
Yeah. Have we seen anything like this before in New Hampshire?
We did. Democrats traditionally do this maybe once when we get closer to the New Hampshire primary. But the idea that we're going to have this two-day festival, it's going to be a carnival kind of an atmosphere, charge money for it, ask for the candidates to pay money to attend. There's nothing really been quite like that. And there's been a lot of concern, even among Republicans, that it's changing the nature of the primary. But all that said, if you are a person who wants to learn more about the candidate, these candidates are going to be having events all over the state, and you don't have to attend or you don't have to pay to attend those events.
Now, what's going to be happening behind the scenes?
Because there's going to be so many candidates, it's really hard for one particular candidate to have a breakthrough performance, though the media will be looking for that. But if you're the smart campaign, what these campaigns are trying to do is schedule maybe one, maybe two other events in the state, but really focus on private meetings with activists, some big names that you want to try to woo so they can get them on the team. This is a time for a lot of quiet conversations as this primary is just beginning to get going.
How are they going to craft their message differently than they would in Iowa?
In Iowa, it's much more about social conservatives. 57% of the last Republican caucus goers were self-identified as evangelical Christians. And so appealing to them and talking about social issues is something that's going to work really well in Iowa. But in New Hampshire, it doesn't. This is a live-free-or-die state. The plurality of Republicans are actually pro-choice. There's really not much of a conversation about gay marriage. In fact, you even have a new TV ad out this week in New Hampshire from former New York Governor George Pataki explicitly saying we should stop talking about social issues because it's a, quote, distraction getting away from, say, foreign policy or the economy. So we're going to see much more of a conversation about debts, deficits, the economy, foreign policy than you would in Iowa.
And probably a lot of talk about Hillary Clinton, I imagine.
So one thing that's going to definitely change is we're going to move away from this transition of hitting Obama all the time and who can have the better applause line on Obama to now Hillary Clinton. The one person who is looming over this entire two-day weekend of Republicans in Nashua is Hillary Clinton. Who can make the best argument as to why they're the best person Republicans should put up against her? And then also who can deliver the best red meat lines that get a lot of applause?
James Spindle covers the New Hampshire primary for the Boston Globe. James, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.